This is the Red Fox Roto Bullpen Report on the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It's August 4th, and the trade deadline passed yesterday evening. There was a lot of action, including in the relief pitching market. It was a fun day, refreshing Twitter and Roto World, following along with all the moves. So I have plenty to talk about today. We've got potentially some new closers who will be stepping into ninth inning voids. Some of our lesser saves options were traded out of good situations. My two biggest lottery ticket waiver ads from Saturday's free agency episode may have both landed in jackpot scenarios. And we've got even more, so let's get into it. We're going to be highlighting the trade deadline winners and losers today. So I'm going to start with the pitchers who lost fantasy value yesterday. These pitchers will now be drop recommendations for Saturday's weekly free agency preview episode. But those in daily leagues can probably move on anytime. Now, thankfully, this is a shorter list than the trade deadline winners. There were a few surprises yesterday, so a few surprises here, but none of these are complete shocks. And we'll kick things off with Tyler Wells of the Orioles. He was traded to Tampa, joining the Rays. In Baltimore, Wells had taken over a majority share of save opportunities. It looked like he had a good chance to lead the team in saves for the month of August while they await the return of Ryan Helsley. But now in Tampa, he's backing up the major league leader in saves, Brian Baker. So Tyler Wells is unfortunately a drop in all saves only leagues. Our next trade deadline loser is Eric Miller of the Giants. Things were actually looking really good for Miller for a short time after former closer Caleb Killian was dealt to the Phillies along with Luis Arraez. Miller had risen to the top of the saves hierarchy in San Francisco. He looked like he had a great chance to lead the team in saves the rest of the way, especially with Killian gone. But then Miller was traded to the Red Sox in exchange for Marcelo Meyer, which crushes Eric Miller's fantasy value for saves. Now moving on, we have Yoendris Gomez of the Twins. So on Saturday, I mentioned a report that had come out in which the Twins had an agreement in place to acquire Brian Abreu from the Astros. That deal ultimately fell through, but we flagged it as an indication the Twins were in the market for late inning relief help. That put Yoendris Gomez on watch, and the Twins did end up completing a deal yesterday with Toronto for their former closer, Jeff Hoffman. So Gomez may indeed be out of the ninth inning after all. Right now, it's not a guarantee. Gomez owners have a sliver of hope that the Twins could say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, since Gomez has been perfect in save chances this year. But if we're being honest and trying to look at this objectively, the more likely outcome is Jeff Hoffman being given the chance to take over the closer job, which would render Yoendris Gomez a drop in saves leagues. This is one, though, that we can kind of watch this week and just confirm what that hierarchy is. Now, our next deadline losers are a pair, and that's Gregory Soto and Mason Montgomery of the Pirates. We had seemed to be in a transitionary period where Montgomery was kind of in the middle of overtaking Soto as the preferred choice for saves in Pittsburgh. But with the deadline arrival of Luke Weaver from the Mets, and also to a lesser extent, Kirby Yates from the Angels, both lefties lose whatever hope they had of leading the pirates and saves the rest of the way. Now, the last loser may not be a true loser in the sense that he lost save chances because of a deadline deal, but Steven Cruz of the Royals has been on the ascent in the KC bullpen. Going back the last 2 weeks, Cruz has two saves, two holds. He has finished five of the seven games in which he has appeared. And it looked like he was going to lose some of his competition at the deadline. The Royals, though, somewhat shockingly, really, didn't trade anybody out of their bullpen, including impending free agents John Schreiber and Matt Strom. Alex Lang, Lucas Erceg, Daniel Lynch IV also remained with the club. So while Steven Cruz could continue to get more late-inning work and some save chances, that path isn't any clearer than it was before, which is what I had hoped to see for him. But now we move on to our trade deadline winners, and I will start with the pitchers who gained the most fantasy value yesterday, rather than those who simply held their value. And I'll begin with the Saturday's best lottery ticket waiver additions from our last podcast, which were announced at the end of the show by the Red Fox Roto Kid, Henry. And that was Jeff Hoffman and Luke Weaver. So on Saturday's show, I had grouped those two together as candidates for a trade to Pittsburgh or Minnesota, or the two Chicago teams, a couple other landing spots that made sense, and where they could get save chances. And in the end, they were each traded to nearly perfect opportunities. Luke Weaver now finds himself in Pittsburgh, where he should be the overwhelming favorite for the majority of save chances. And Jeff Hoffman landed in Minnesota, where it seems likely he gets a shot at the ninth inning again over Yoendris Gomez. And for Hoffman, at least, this is a pitcher where I think the change of scenery could actually do him some good. Typically, the change of scenery is just kind of a narrative-driven, you know, anecdotal thing, but it really feels like Hoffman could benefit getting out of Toronto after last year's World Series season disappointment. Now, I think Luke Weaver is in a slightly better spot than Hoffman. But you do really have to like the chances of each to be rest-of-season fantasy closers. And that brings me to our next winner, and that is Ben Joyce of the Angels. Now, Joyce is up to four AAA rehab outings as he inches closer to a long-awaited return. And the runway was just cleared for him to ascend rather quickly into the ninth inning. Kirby Yates was traded as expected, but so too was Ryan Zephyrjohn, perhaps the one pitcher in the Angels bullpen who could have held Joyce at bay. Primary setup man Sam Bachman is currently dealing with a vague bout of arm fatigue, but he probably wouldn't hold off Joyce for long even if he's fully healthy. So as long as he can hold up physically, Ben Joyce is the best bet to lead the Angels in saves from now until the end of the season, once Joyce does return from the IL. Now, next is more of a speculative winner than an obvious winner, but I do like his chances. It's Dylan Smith of the Giants. Smith has quietly climbed the leverage ladder in San Francisco while Caleb Killian and then Eric Miller were getting the team saves over the past 6 weeks. So with Killian and Miller now on other teams, the Giants hierarchy is due for some reshuffling, and Smith could come out ahead. Since Smith earned his first hold of the season on June 25th, he has added five more holds over the last 12 innings. Got 15-5 strikeout to walk ratio, just a solid 3.75 ERA, 1.25 WHIP. But for the season, he's got a 2.75 ERA and 1.22 WHIP. to go along with a plenty good enough 26.7% K rate. Now, I've long thought that Keaton Wynn would be fine in the closer role, but Tony Vitello clearly doesn't want him there. Even with Killian and Miller gone yesterday, Vitello brought Keaton Wynn out for the seventh inning, and he ended up pulling him with two outs after he allowed just a base hit, not even any runs. So we'll see how things shake out if the Giants have some more late leads this week. But if recent usage holds any meaning, Dylan Smith should have a shot at saves for the Giants. Now, another deadline winner, as kind of a stash, was Daniel Palencia of the Cubs. Chicago's big splash was trading for starting pitching, Kevin Gausman of the Blue Jays. They also added starter Braxton Garrett from Miami. Their only real bullpen addition was Ryan Zephyrjohn of the Angels. So all of this makes it so that the closer role will be there waiting for Palencia when he returns within the next few weeks. He doesn't have a big time high leverage arm to deal with. All right, now our last group of trade deadline winners is all those pitchers who were rumored to be on the block and who ultimately were not traded, which leaves their closing roles, their fantasy value intact. This is a long list, really not much analysis needed. We start with Grant Taylor of the White Sox. He avoided the addition of any legitimate competition for saves. So Taylor may still not function as a true full-time closer, but he'll now almost certainly lead the White Sox in saves the rest of the season. We also have Mason Miller, who remains in San Diego. No surprise there at all. And Miller should have still been a closer no matter where he went. In that unlikely event, he had been traded. But at least now we don't have to find out. Now, the rest of this list includes Kenley Jansen, who stays in Detroit, Jacob Latz, Pete Fairbanks, Devin Williams, Riley O'Brien, Jordan Romano, Emilio Pagan, and Hogan Harris of the A's. Some of those guys were more serious trade candidates than others, but after everything, all of them remained firmly in place and survived any kind of trade deadline disaster. Now, I have one last pitcher to talk about, and he's in kind of the unique position where he may be both a trade deadline winner and loser. It's Ryan Zephyrjohn, a former Los Angeles Angel, now current Chicago Cub. Zephyrjohn was already the front runner for saves in LA, and like I said, of the pitchers in that bullpen, Zephyrjohn was the one who could have held back Ben Joyce. So I did like his chances of holding the Angels' closing job. With the Cubs, Zephyrjohn may still get save chances for these next few weeks until Daniel Palencia is back. But a healthy Palencia is the Cubs' closer. I don't think there's any doubt there. And that would remove what fantasy values Zephyrjohn would hold at that point. So it's kind of good news, bad news for Zephyrjohn. Those who already rostered him or who added him over the weekend, it looks like you can still hold him for a while and hope he gets some more saves for the Cubs. But Zephyrjohn probably ends up a drop in the coming weeks. Well, that wraps up the trade deadline review. So, as always, thanks to everyone for listening to the Bullpen Report and the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. You can catch up with me again on Saturday, as we'll have a busy week covering all these new fab targets for the weekend. But until then, let's close it out.